Zimbabwe. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to receive official correspondence from Scopa by tomorrow, requesting him to provide a written response to the allegations that ANC MP Mervin Dirks has made against him. Well, they relate to a leaked audio recording of an ANC-NEC meeting in which Ramaphosa allegedly admitted that he was aware of state funds that were used for party political activities. Scopa chairperson Khulekwa Hlengwa.
We'll dispatch it tomorrow, latest Thursday, so and give the president 7 to 10 days to respond to that. And then that response will lay the foundation on the nature and shape of our investigation into this matter.
Well, Corruption Watch says it's disappointing that since the Ramaphosa administration took power, South Africa has not seen any progress in its anti-corruption policies. Well, this comes as the latest Transparency International Corruption Perception Index shows that the country's fight against corruption has stagnated in the last 10 years. Executive Director of Corruption Watch, Karim Singh.
Parliament was affected during this period of state capture and hasn't fully exercised its mandate, its oversight function. So I think it's encouraging that Scopa is having these discussions. I think if we see a situation where the president is called to account before Scopa, I think that would be a positive development. And the president shouldn't have anything to hide.